The title of this lecture is 2013 and Beyond, a look at our own future. There is one word in looking at our own future, and that word is priorities. What are going to be the top priorities? The top priorities could be defined as creating the mega message, the overarching theme. What key videos, what key audios should be part of that? What key written documents? How should this be linked together? I can't possibly overemphasize the importance of priorities. We pick the small number of key documents, videos, audios, and then the link structure that flows from them to educate our readers around the world of further educational materials that can be read, heard, experienced, and so on. One idea is to combine the text of some of the audios into a larger ideological structure. It is true that a lot of the audios duplicate each other in various ways. This is like a rock band working out a theme, a musician working out a theme on the guitar. We try various ideas. We then need to synthesize this into, shall we say, a mega platinum hit around the world. We are on a track that leads to, if you will, an appointment with destiny. It's not that we are the be-all and the end-all, but that we are a catalyst among other catalysts around the world. And we need to think in terms of how to inspire, activate, and network with other people around the world. The issue of activate is extremely important, because a lot of people are asleep and or believe that things are hopeless. Okay? They believe that things are hopeless. Now, what we need to do is to inspire these people and show them that there is hope and activate them and get them to create interesting things from their point of view. This is why an editorial review of the activist guides is necessary. Now, an unresolved question for us and for enlightened people all around the world is this dialectic between reform and revolution. It would be very naive to believe that a revolution will not be a bloodbath, and it could make things a lot worse. However, the flip side of that argument is that the constipated sick structure of politics may make revolution inevitable. This is a matter that has not been resolved. Now, this is one of the key problems we face, and that relates to the issue of Obama and the question of contacting people in his administration to wake these people up. This is a matter that has not been resolved, and one of the key goals as we move into 2013 is to try to resolve this. This is a difficult one.